As we come to the conclusion of Sefer Shemos and Parshas Pekudei, the final three psukim of Parshas Pekudei talk about the Bnei Yisrael's travels throughout the Midbar. And they would that travel was determined by the cloud. They would embark when the cloud would rise, and they remain encamped so long as the cloud hovered right above the Mishkan. And when the Torah concludes the final pasuk in the Parshas Pekudei and all of Sefer Shemos, Ki anan Hashem ala Mishkan yomam ve'esh tialai labo, the Torah concludes by telling us that this cloud was on the Mishkan by day, there was a fire at night, in sight of the entire Beis Yisrael throughout their journeys, b'chol ma'aseihem. The question arises, how the Torah could describe this cloud and the fire being situated over all throughout their chol ma'aseihem? If we just established that Bnei Yisrael traveled only when the cloud would rise from top of the Mishkan, so how can this final pasuk tell us that the cloud remained over the Mishkan during all of their journeys? Well, which one is it? The simplest answer is that the description of the cloud on the Mishkan refers to the period when the cloud would rise. That even after rising from top of the Mishkan, it was still seen as hovering over the Mishkan, even though a little bit higher than usual. And that's the pshat of the Ibn Ezra, who infers from these psukim that the Jews would often have to travel during the night. So the Torah says throughout their journey was that there was a cloud over the Mishkan by day and a pillar by night, indicating that they traveled even at night. Rashi, though, adopts a different approach. Rashi says the word ma'aseihem actually refers to the encampments. Since they were temporary, and at some point the Jews would be forced to embark and resume the journey back and forth, picking up, getting ready, all throughout their entire time in the Midbar. Therefore, the time spent at a given stop, at a given rest stop, that could justifiably be termed as a masa. Even though they were encamped, since it was part of their journey, it's considered ma'aseihem, even though they were stopped for a moment. And Menachem Sachs, in his wonderful Sefer, the Menachem Tzion, shares a beautiful lesson from this Rashi. That even when we have a necessary interruption during a given process, we can still describe that process as a journey, as long as we understand from the outset that it's temporary and we really want to get back to the ultimate goal. As he says, the famous commentary of Yishmael in the Gemara in Brachos, when it says in Yehoshua, Lo yomosh sefer Torah zemipicha v'yigisa b'yom v'layla, it doesn't mean you have to learn the entire night. It doesn't mean you have to spend every waking minute learning Torah, but rather that you're always thinking about Torah, you're coming back to Torah. It's what Rabbi Soloveitchik would talk about Birchas HaTorah, that even though I might have stopped learning, but I'm always connected. It's a part of my life. This notion, this idea of Rashi, of ma'aseihem, means that even if I have to break from what I am doing, whether that's working, making a parnasa, doing whatever I am doing, but my understanding is that I have an ultimate goal. I have a journey of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of kirvas elokim, of impact on my community, and of chesed, and of involvement in adam lechavero, in adam lemakom, in adam leatzmo. So long as I understand that that's my true essence, then that's not just a permanent encampment. That's ma'aseihem. That's my journey. That's my journey. So long as I'm always engaged in Torah and in mitzvos, even if I stop here and there, it's considered part of our ultimate journey going towards this great destination.